أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we are investigating the verses of the Noble Quran. Today we come to the third verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, and that is the verse which reads, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, which we translate as the most compassionate, the most merciful. Now, one of the things that we see within the Quran is that this is a book which was revealed on the basis of mercy, of compassion. When we look at the Quran, we see that out of the 114 chapters, that 113 of them begin with this phrase of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. And so this is a book built upon a foundation of love, of mercy, of compassion from Allah, from God to His creatures. When we look in the Quran at the various verses, we see that this phrase, or these two characteristics, these two traits of God, Ar-Rahman, which is usually defined as being a specific name for God, which has a universal appeal, meaning that God showers His general mercy upon all of His creatures, those who accept Him and those who reject Him. And Ar-Rahim, which is a specific level of His mercy, which is found and will be given to the believers on the Day of Judgment and well beyond. We see that these are the two primary traits which God wants to introduce Himself to us through. And as we see in this verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, that God repeats Ar-Rahman and Rahim as the chapter began with these two traits and they continue on. One of the first points that we learn from this verse is that God has made mercy incumbent upon Himself. As He says in another verse of the Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهَ الرَّحْمَةِ, that your Lord has decreed or has made it incumbent upon Himself to have mercy. And so we see that God Himself is mercy, He is compassion, He shows His compassion to all of His creatures, all of His creations, in various ways and forms. A second point that we learn is that the mercy of God, it encompasses everything in creation. As God Himself says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِئَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy, my compassion, it encompasses everything in creation. You and I benefit from God's mercy. The animal kingdom benefits from the mercy of God. The angels, the unseen creatures called the jinn, we all benefit from God's mercy in one way or another. And so this goes on to show us the level of love and care and concern of God for all of His creatures, that He has not forsaken us or forgotten us. No, His mercy, His compassion is always with us, even when we feel that He is not present or not within our lives. Point number three is that we see that not only is God describing Himself as being merciful or compassionate, but this actual religion of Islam is built on this concept of love, of compassion, of mercy. God describes the Quran as a rahmah, as a mercy to the entire world and to all of existence. He describes His final prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, as a rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy to all of the universes, all of the worlds, all of existence. And so not only is God merciful and mercy giving, His religion is a religion of mercy. His book, the Quran, is a book of revelation of mercy. His prophet is a prophet of mercy. And so we too, as believers, as those who follow and subscribe to this ideology of Islam, also need to be individuals of mercy and of compassion. Keeping in mind that the previous verse referred to God as Rabbul Alameen, as the Lord, the nourisher, the sustainer of the entire system of existence, in this verse, when God refers to Himself as Ar-Rahman and Rahim, the compassionate and merciful, it makes clear sense that His nurturing, His training, His teaching you and I through the prophets, through the many ways that He gives us guidance, are based on His being compassionate. He teaches us with compassion. He expects that His compassion will be manifest to us. And everything that He does for us, whether it be something which we like and enjoy, or even sometimes, you know, when we have to swallow that bitter pill, that is through mercy and compassion that God has for us, that even those so-called difficult moments in our life, that those have an aspect, a concept of mercy, of compassion within them. And so therefore, everything which emanates from God is at the level of mercy and compassion, even if we cannot understand and fully comprehend that within our day-to-day lives. When we look at the challenges and hardships that sometimes we face, we have to realize that this is being done by a merciful God, and that there is a wisdom and a philosophy behind all of these actions that we go through in our day-to-day life. Last but not least, we have to realize that just as our God is a merciful God, a God of love, a God of care, a God of concern, that you and I as Muslims, those who follow this path of Islam, that we also need to imbibe the quality of mercy, of compassion, of love, of care and concern for other people within our realm of interaction. If God is the all-merciful, the all-compassionate, obviously we can never reach to His level, but we can adorn ourselves with the qualities of God. We can show mercy, we can show forgiveness, we can show care and concern for others. And so as we conclude, we remind ourselves that God's mercy is ever present in every aspect of our lives, and that we just need to look into our lives and better appreciate this mercy, this compassion, this forgiveness that God has for us. If you have not yet subscribed to our channel, please take a moment to hit that subscribe button. If you've liked this video, if you've benefited from the content, please go ahead and give it a thumbs up. And as usual, if you have any comments or questions, please do leave them in the comment section below, and we will do our best to respond to all of your comments. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.